Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's add some injury to insult. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. The Steelers have given up 30 points in four of their seven games. They're giving up more than 25 a game going back their last 14 games. And now they're hurt. Now they're banged up. Deshaun Elliott has a knee injury. Looks like he's going to be lost for the season. That's no good. Daniel Equale, Mike Tomlin couldn't say his name, so he decided to not use his name last night in the postgame.
You noticed that too?
I did. I don't know that he's coming back. That looked awful.
Nah, I don't think so.
And Isaac Seumalo with a pec injury. They call it a what? Pec strain. That's going to get an MRI, right? I would think.
A pec strain's still a tear. It's just a degree of tear. I know he had one last year. I'm not quite sure if it's the same pec or what it is. And that's a little bit significant, not because Seumalo is great anymore. He's nowhere near what he was 5 years ago, but it does now affect your jumbo pack.
100%. And it takes their identity away from them.
Yeah, I don't think they could do anything yesterday. Once he went out, the jumbo went with it.
And my worry had always been because of the knees for Darnell Washington that he was going to get banged up or that something was going to happen to Spencer Anderson, who had a reception yesterday. And Rodgers, after the game, said, yeah, we had to take one of our eligibles, one of our pass-catching threats, and he had to play on the offensive line. It did not get a chuckle, except for me and my car driving in this morning.
That's a strange play that early in the game to me.
I would have thought that'd be something you'd bust out in the red zone.
Something.
But at least it's on tape now. Well, not that it matters if Seumalo's out for an extended period of time, but it's on tape now. So maybe down in the red zone or short yardage, you would now have to think about him in a way that you wouldn't otherwise have had to think about him.
I think straight up, Spencer Anderson's, you know, if not as good, darn close to as good as Seumalo is right now. He's had a lot of experience from last year.
I'm a big believer in that guy.
And but what do you do now? Then I guess you could just, you know, get Calvin Anderson and get him acclimated to that jumbo package or something like that. But
you're going to be starting from square
so
one.
Well, that you would hate to change it, but you really have much no choice right now.
I think that's what you do, Mark, because that's been for the last four games they've run the ball well, and that's such a huge part of it. And it's become, like I said before, their identity. They're not physical on defense anymore. Like, that part of their identity is gone, and they have to earn that back. But offensively, they've been bludgeoning people with that. And so it's not just to lose Seumalo. You're right. I think Spencer Anderson can do a fair enough job of filling in, but it's what you lose in that jumbo package. It's a massive, massive loss. That's the one of the three injuries that I think is going to affect them the most. I think Deshaun Elliott's a really good football player, and they paid him, and they should have paid him.
That's going to affect them more than anything?
They still have T.J. Watt and Jalen Ramsey and Cam Hayward.
T.J. Watt doesn't play safety. Juan Thornhill and Chuck Clark are playing safety.
They stink.
And Jabril Peppers is playing safety.
You're not wrong, but offensively, they had found their groove. Defensively, they've been bad with and without Deshaun Elliott. And I think the defense will continue to be bad. Now the offense is going to take a step back. That's the one that changed their season when offensively when they went out there against the Vikings and they did that. They found something there. And I don't know how long Seumalo is going to be out. Do you think there's a chance he's out for the year?
Well, I guess there's always a chance. I mean, once again, it's going to depending on the MRI and the degree of it. But didn't Watt come back after his was pretty much severed?
Yeah, but then you're not the same guy.
Yeah, you're not using your hands.
You can't push. Yeah. I don't have pec muscles, so I can't really speak to it myself. But I would imagine whenever your job is moving a man from point A to point B against his will, that a pectoral would be fairly important.
I mean, let's probably not overstate this a little bit. We're still talking about a jumbo tight end who's plays 15 snaps.
Mark, they averaged 5.2 yards per carry. They had 82 in the first half. They did nothing in the second half.
Calvin Anderson is a veteran. He's played many a games with Denver. So, I mean, I don't think that's over his pace scale. You know what I'm saying? I think he's able to be able to step in there and do that. I mean, I don't think Spencer Anderson has that position all to his own. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
He's not the only one that's done that.
That's fair. I would hope that that's what they try to do and they don't just eliminate it entirely because we saw it on the Micah Parsons sack. I think that would have been an area where Spencer Anderson would have been in the game and they brought Jonnu Smith over to the Parsons side of the formation and dear God, that guy, what is he here for? By the way,
either not using him or he's not performing.
Nice catch on the 2-point conversion there, Jonnu, who yeah. I hear is a wonderful man. Yeah. But come on, man, catch the football.
I mean, that 2-pointer, I mean, you're still in the game, I guess, right? 8-point game. You're talking about one at the end of the game here?
Yeah, at least it keeps it interesting to the point where it's not only Packers fans in the stadium then for the onside kick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.